You are listening to The Dr. Kinney Show, and I'm your host, Erin Kinney, a naturopathic doctor and speaker who's passionate about teaching you how to understand what is happening in your body, why your body is reacting the way it is, and how to make the appropriate changes in your life to get your body back into balance. Something I've learned from my private practice is that the more patients know about their health, the more likely they are to make better diet and lifestyle choices, which ultimately leads them to a faster recovery. Each week, you are going to learn actionable tips, tricks, and teachings from myself, along with the help of top experts in the holistic health community, so that you can make better informed decisions about your body and your healthcare. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of the Dr. Kinney Show. This week, I'm pleased to have joining me Christian Brooks, who is the founder of LoveSnap. And I'm going to let her share what that is. I'm really excited to have her on the show to chat about this and about all of the things that her cool company has allowed women to do. So, Christian, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, gosh, thank you for having me. I'm just so excited. I'm a big fan of yours. And let me just start by saying, you know, I think those of us that have been on the self-growth, self-love journey know that your thoughts create your life and your thoughts create your health, your happiness, your relationships, your abundance. Everything that we see in the world was once a thought. And I think that in this crazy world we live in, we need all the help we can get to stand guard at the door of our mind and really make sure that this fertile soil is just really the house for positive thoughts. And those seeds then become the manifestation of things that we want in our lives. So just a little bit about why I created the LoveSnap bracelet, and then I'll get into the modality a little bit. Just personal story, I had been in just kind of not a great marriage. It was pretty tough. I had two little ones. I had a three-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old. And I had just so much shame around the choice I made and going through this hard time with someone that was just really pretty abusive, verbally mostly, but just a very uncomfortable and difficult time for me. I grew up very concerned about what people thought. You know, I really found myself in a little bit of a shame spiral around it. And I noticed that as I got divorced and started trying to be okay with it, I was constantly in this little cycle of critical self-talk. I was like, shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda done that better. Why did I do that? You know, there was a lot of this conversation of doubting myself and not feeling good about myself, frankly. And it really occurred to me that it was sort of like, there was a lot of that very scrutinous looking at myself from a young age as well, which was separate from that incident. So it was almost like it compounded it. I became really highly critical of myself and always sort of looking through the lens of, you know, am I thin enough? Am I attractive enough? Am I coming across the right way? All these things that we do as women and men, you know, we do all day long in our minds. Sometimes people don't realize that they'll have a thought of self-doubt or not feeling good enough, and they sort of carry it around throughout the day. And it's taking up so much mental space and so much energy. The idea of LoveSnap is a cognitive behavioral therapy tool. So cognitive behavioral therapy is the way you disrupt something. It's a pattern interrupter, basically. It's been used for super, super long time from doctors to health coaches and spiritual teachers. Different people use this modality because it's a interrupter and a reminder to sort of shock yourself for a second back into the present. It's very gentle, but it's like a wake-up call, really. And sometimes we do have to kick ourselves in our own butt. You know, it's like, snap out of it. Stop it. Like, stop having that thought. But the only thing you can do is, like anything, like going to the gym and trying to get fit doesn't happen in a day. It's a ritual. It's a reminder to constantly nudge yourself back on track. Like, I don't want to have that thought. I want to have a thought that says, I am deserving, I'm abundant, I'm loving. And mantras is like a whole different thing we can get into. But I was introduced to this modality through a woman who was a life coach and also through Al-Anon. And I don't know how many people know what that is, but it's sort of the sister program to AA, basically. It's more about, you know, really taking your own inventory and healing your own life and being accountable, which is kind of what this is as well. And she said to me, you know, Christiana, every time you have that feeling of any kind of shame or doubt or self-worth coming up, give yourself a snap and really pay attention to how many times throughout the day you're feeling that way. Because that's really what you're creating. Even though you're appearing like everything is good on the outside and you're working hard and you're raising your kids and you're successful in your business and career, you know, inside, I was still really talking to myself and just really not a nice way. So it was so cool when this came to my attention and I started wearing just a crappy rubber band on my arm. I wore one for like 12 years. It was just shocking to me how much I was having those thoughts. And, you know, just another thing people talk about are automatic negative thoughts. They're called ants, right? And we all have those. And it's sort of like clouds, like lucid kind of feelings that go in and out. It might be an anxiety around a project you're working on or your child or, you know, your spouse or an issue with your finances, whatever that is. We find ourselves in these little loops of thinking about this stuff and dwelling on it. And then it kind of takes root. So the idea is to get it right away, to snap it and then get back on track with like your positive thinking. The really cool thing was as I really started to notice like how much I was doing it and how much it was helping me be aware so that I could, you know, stay on track with positive thoughts, I started being slightly self-conscious in like, you know, being dressed nice, being in a meeting, being out. And I have this rubber band on my arm. And a lot of people would comment on it and be like, oh, what is that? What are you doing with that? You know, and it is something that people had used in the past as well and still do for people that do self-harm. It's also a way to stop doing that. It's a way to stop behaviors of biting nails, smoking, lots of things like that. But the real sort of catalyst for making Love Snap was I wanted to wear something that was beautiful that also allowed me to continue to have the modality to talk to myself in a nice way and remind myself to stay on track. So I call it a stylish reminder to talk nice to yourself.
Love it.
Yeah. So it's just been just super rewarding. And I just think that it's one of the smallest simple things we can do throughout the day to keep us in the present moment, A, because that moment when you interrupt your thinking, you're brought back to, oh, here I am. What am I doing? What am I thinking about? And we know that the present is the gift and the present is where we need to be. It's really a wonderful tool to just keep ourselves on track.
It's such a cool, and where did, we met at a conference. We met at, what conference was that? It was in Orlando.
Yeah, we met at Dave Asprey's.
Yeah, Dave Asprey's.
Yeah. Conference.
I got one of your in the swag bag and I was like, this is the coolest thing. I thought it was such a cool idea. And it's really amazing how quickly I at the time had just gone through a pretty bad breakup and, you know, I was having negative thought loops about it. And after a couple of weeks of wearing that, I feel like it shifted my thought pattern. I was like, oh, why am I stuck in this? Why am I thinking about this 30 times a day?
And exactly.
I find this with a lot of my patients. If you're in a negative, you know, if you've got anxiety, you've got like negative thought loops a lot, it's exhausting. It's exhausting to your brain and your brain could be doing something else. And that energy could be going elsewhere. Like it could be going to healing you or it could be going to, you know, help making your body help make sex hormones. But if you're constantly in these negative thought loops, that's where the energy is going, right? And we don't want the energy going there for multiple reasons. One, for the physical body, but also for, as you talked about, like, the you know, our thoughts create our lives. We don't really want to create the negative thoughts we're thinking about.
No, and I love what you just said, because that's one of the biggest things. If you really add it up in the day, how much of the day were you having positive thoughts and how much were you having negative thoughts? I mean, it's hard to judge, right? Because we have, I think, 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. And the other thing that I think people could really start to be more aware of, and this certainly helps, is most of the thoughts we have are the thoughts from the day before and the day before that and the day before that. And so it's sort of like this habitual carrying over of how we think, how we learn to think. A lot of the things we think, which become beliefs, are thoughts over time. If it's a repetitious thought, that becomes a belief, right? So if you believe you're not good enough, it's because somewhere along the way, others and yourself kept telling you with your thoughts that you're not good enough. And then, boom, this is where you're living. You're in that space. So I think that the amount of energy actually that we're spending throughout the day on things that are not positive, not building our spirit, not helping our bodies heal, all those things that you just mentioned, it's really huge. And I think, you know, we're also a culture of the quick fix. Mm-hmm. Like we really want somebody to come in and give us a magic pill and say, okay, here you go. You're going to be better. Well, if we can start to flip it and be excited about sort of gamifying it and taking control of it and being like, hey, you know what? I'm for 21 days. I'm going to work on one thing. And that's what I usually try to tell people, because that's what I really noticed. you know, if you have a specific thought, and let's say it's a physical thing, let's say it's like you just don't love your body or there's some part of your body that you struggle with and it comes up for you, then just take a moment and say, okay, for 21 days, starting today, every time I have that thought, I'm going to give myself a snap. I'm going to take a second and I'm going to say, I'm beautiful. I'm perfect. I'm well. I'm whole. I'm love. Whatever your mantra is, you can pick one word, you can pick three words. And just replace that. And they always say too, like, you can fake it till you make it, right? So there is a lot of science behind that. It's like the placebo effect. If you believe it, you mm-hmm. will see it. You will see the change.
Yeah. Well, and I like that you mentioned like setting a time frame. Like, hey, I'm going to do this for 21 days. It might actually be a little bit longer to form a habit. I remember hearing, I think Dr. Caroline Leaf talked about, I think it might be more closer to like 59 days to actually fully like shift something. Like to do it for a little bit longer to get there. Like it's almost like three rounds of that 21 days will like really sink it in there. But 21 days, I think, is always a good place to start. Like, hey, I'm going to do this for
Yeah. I've heard several things. I've read many different places in the beginning when I set out. There's a book on 21 days. But then I have heard, to your point, a couple people saying, oh, it's
a little
60
bit longer.
Days or yeah. So no matter what, I think if we just say to ourselves, or you could say 30 days, if that's easier. And you know, what I do is I also like, I keep a journal and I really track my progress. And every night, I think there's a lot of great conversation around how you open and close the day, which is another conversation, right? You come into the day, you're in your gratitude and you remind yourself like, hey, I'm going to stand guard at the door of my mind today. And I'm going to make sure that today is a great day. This is the day I have to live. What am I thinking about? Where am I putting my energy? Because it's energy. We only have a certain amount, right?
Yeah.
And I think that we just need these little tools and help throughout the day that, you know, keep us on track. And I've even used this of late just to really up my water. So like sometimes I'll look at my bracelet and I'll be like, oh, so it's on me. And I know, okay, this is my goal this month is like drink more water.
Well, that's really cool. I like that. So like almost each month you set a different intention. Like, hey, every time I look at my bracelet, it's going to remind me to do this. It's going to stop whatever negative thought and it's going to help reinforce a new positive habit. So it's almost a little bit like habit stacking. It's like CBT stacking.
It is. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's really a cool thing too, because they talk about, funny enough, I have a couple of people that have been like, yeah, and it looks so great with my stack, right? Like,
yeah,
women's that are wearing all their jewelry. So it is, it's like stacking habits, stack your jewelry, stack your like, you
well,
know,
it's
your,
nice
the things
to have
that are
something
special to you.
As a reminder, yeah, I have a bunch of bracelets that I normally wear. And one, you know, is like a prayer bracelet. Once it reminds me of yoga, it reminds me to move my body. And then I didn't wear my snap bracelet, but I wear that. It's like a little, like, and I use it. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. And the negative body image thought, which is something that most of us have. And it could be about like this part or, you know, the self-worth piece. But as far as it relates to physical health, I have a lot of patients with autoimmune disease, particularly autoimmune disease. And you know, a lot of physical causes that can contribute to developing that. But at the emotional level, the body in an autoimmune state is attacking itself. And if you're someone who's constantly having negative thoughts attacking yourself, the physical body may start to mimic that in some sort of autoimmune. So this is a really helpful tool for those of you listening who have any sort of autoimmune thing, or you've got autoimmune disease in your family history. This could be a great tool to help prevent that. Because like I said, if you're, you know, all of autoimmune disease, usually it's a perfect storm of things. But if your self-talk is negative against your body, it's going to be more likely that your body's going to mimic that. And so I think, again, this can be a great tool for physical, you know, preventing disease.
Completely. And it's funny. That is another really, really important point that I want to make. And, you know, have you heard Your Thoughts Can Keep You Well? That was a pretty popular book. It's a few years old now. But one of the things that I have had in my own life, I had my mom had fibromyalgia. I had Graves' disease. I had my thyroid removed.
Okay.
It's pretty good. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I have, and I've worked so much on myself, and I'm up here to say that it's really helped me because I shift gears very quickly. But, you know, I had a lot of fear around, is this going to come back? I have some family history of different things, right? And I was like, you know, no, I am not going to buy into that. I am going to keep my thoughts in love or above positivity. And it is like placebo. Our thoughts can change the world. They can change anything. We can heal ourselves. We can heal relationships. We can do everything by, you know, really standing guard at the door of our mind and putting in the thoughts that are going to bring the life we want. And it's so simple, but it's so powerful. And again, you know, I think that in this crazy consciousness that's going on right now in the world, there's a lot of people really struggling, right, with so many different things. And we have to just be the lights, right? Like we have to be as healthy and whole as we can be in order to heal other people, or, you know, so healing ourselves first is job one, right? So we can really be able to come and be of service for other people. And that is especially around our health. And I think any kind of anxiety or fear or worry around your health, especially if you are chronically struggling with something, because chronic pain is tough. I've had a lot of it. And I think that one of the things that really helped me too is, you know, when you are feeling like you're in pain or you're struggling with something, when you do this, you're like, no, I say like, no, Christiana, you know what? You are okay. You are fine. You are exactly where you need to be, or everything's working out for me, or my body is healing itself. And it's one cell at a time, one snap at a time, one consciousness at a time. You know, it really makes a mountain of difference over time, using that term a lot time, but it's true, right? It's like, it all adds up. It's like, you don't get the perfect body the first day you walk into the gym. You have to keep going back every single day, and you have to keep doing the things, and you get stronger and stronger and better and better. I think really so needed right now that we don't allow the bombardment of all of the thinking outside to come in. And that's another big thing is this is, I use this as almost like my, you know, it's like my temperature check and guard for like, how much am I in the present and how much am I worried about the past or the future? Because that is the biggest thing about cognitive behavioral therapy is that they use it a lot for people with PTSD as well, because that feeling of sort of shame that happens after an event that's not healthy, it's not good, the fear and worry around it is almost more prominent than what happened. If you think about everything that's coming at us as, you know, moms and career people and, you know, lovers, friends, daughters, we're constantly having these levels of conversation with ourselves for each one of those relationships. And, you know, I think just constantly bringing yourself back to like, this is the most important relationship I have, is who's going to talk nice to me? I better talk nice to me, right? I better like put myself first.
Yeah.
And then I can come and be of service to everyone else. But if I'm struggling, how am I going to impact anybody else in a positive way? Yeah.
Thank you so much for creating a beautiful tool with which we can do this.
Yay. No, it's
they're very beautiful.
Been,
and you make them in what color? Yeah. Black, white. I have black one.
Yeah. So they're super fun. I'll show you. I'll just, they're very cute. Oops, let's see. They look like this. So they're little love snaps, and it says, you know, change your thoughts, change your life. They're rose gold, white. They're black and silver, black and brass. They come in also now like young adult sizes, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I can't remember if you asked me that.
Oh yeah, can you engrave them? Did you start doing them?
Yes. Yeah. Well, they say love snap, but we're going to probably start doing custom things. And you know, they just fasten like that. It's super simple. Yep. I don't know if you guys can see this. Is that, so it just fastens like that.
And if you're listening, you can just go to her website and you can look at them.
Yeah, it's lovesnap.com. And I'm on social at LoveSnap Official or on TikTok. And that has been like the nicest thing, is just the outpouring of people who did use this modality, who are just like, thank you so much for making something so pretty and cool, so I'm not just wearing a rubber band on my arm. And then just so many moms have reached out to me for their teenagers who are really struggling. I think one of the things I talk about a lot, and like a really, really great use for this, is compare and despair. Which I think is another huge subject right now because of social media, and especially with young people. I mean, everyone, I wouldn't just say young people, but I think just while they're really growing and shaping how they feel about themselves, you know, when you're constantly looking at, you know, an AI woman in a bikini, or you're looking at these people who are just filtered and not real, and you're comparing yourself to that every single day, subconsciously, it's really affecting you. And consciously, sometimes I think people don't know how to get out of that loop or get out of that feeling, because feeling of compare is the thief of joy. It's the worst. I mean, you know, sometimes you'll sit there and, you know, you see somebody on a fancy vacation or doing something you think you want to be doing, and you have that like feeling of not enoughness or wishing or longing or jealousy or any of those things, which are just the worst emotions to have. They just bring us down. And those thoughts are definitely not going to create the life you want.
Yeah.
So I think it's so important that we, you know, just in the smallest way, a simple tool, keep us on point, and knowing that it's like tried and true therapy and really, really works is the exciting part.
And do you suggest that, like, if a teenager is, if a mom's buying this for a teenager, would you suggest, is there any like resources they could go to kind of teach anyone how to use it, or what the like what the basics of it? Because I would imagine some people might need a little bit of help, right? With creating mantra or how to do the, I mean, obviously that when you have a negative thought and you know, you do the
yours,
but I would wonder if like there's, is there any resources where people find like, you hey, here's how you would flip the thought, or here's, you know, what you might want to turn that thought into, or here's an example of what you would snap for.
Actually, there's a couple really great books. I should have had those out for you today. There's actually one called CBT for Kids, which is fabulous. I have it here somewhere. What I could do, if you want to plop
it
in
your... We'll have it in the show notes. That'd be great.
I'll send them to you. Yeah, because whether it's kids, young adults, teens, you know, the sooner we actually start understanding the power of our thoughts. Like one of my favorite lines of all time was Wayne Dyer, who said, if you believe it, you will see it.
Yeah, I love Wayne Dyer.
And it's just like, I mean, yeah, he was magnificent. And I think if you really take a second and think about that for a minute. Like a lot of people might just be like, oh, that's novel. But it's like, if you believe it, you will see it. And that's what we're talking about in a nutshell. It's like, you know, I can say in my own life, I'm in like the most beautiful, loving relationship for the last 5 years. I definitely don't wake up and go scrutinize myself in the mirror immediately like I used to do before I get ready for work, or just be like very heightened about my physical appearance. I really am trying to just be very mindful and present about what I'm here to do, which is be of service and really be used as an instrument to bring about change and be a change agent in whatever small way that I can. And I also think that there's the compare and despair aspect that is really plaguing us, I think, in this culture right now. And then the other thing is just, I almost want to say it's almost like a cloud of anxiousness that I think a lot of people are struggling with. And obviously anxiousness comes from so many different places, but ultimately it's a level of fear. So just one of the other kind of mantras that I like to sort of help people with is, which has helped me a lot. If you're struggling, let's say you do feel fearful about something. Let's say you're going through a divorce and you have two kids and you're going to have to provide and you're going to be on your own. And, you know, you have financial issues or whatever you have, and you're really living in like a bit of fear or fight or flight. Every time you have that thought, and you catch yourself having that thought, you literally give yourself the snap and you say, I'm brave. So what you want to do is do the exact opposite of the thought. So whatever the thought you're having is, take a minute and pause and then reach for the thought that's the exact opposite. Because that's really where the power is.
Yeah, and that's where over time you'll eventually get that rewiring where the brain's like, oh, wait, I'm going to get snapped if I have that thought. I better go.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that thought's going to cause
a little pain. Yeah. And then I was just going to show you something really cute too. So the other thing that's really fun is, especially for younger people, there's all different kinds of rubber bands.
Colored bands.
So if you want to wear, you know, a pink band, depending on what your outfits are. And also it is a little bit more stingy underneath.
Ah, got it.
And, you know, because this is a little bit more sensitive. And then this is a little bit less, but it's also fun to see it. So I like to wear it on the outside.
Yeah. I feel like you could do lots of fun things. You could have different colors represent different thought patterns. You'd be like, oh, hey, pink is going to
exactly.
be a thought pattern like, this month, or I'm struggling with this week, or so I'm going to put on this band.
Exactly. And the other really fun one that I think is a big thing for women as well, and I think men do it too, of course, is compulsive eating. You know, which is another thing I struggled with and you still do at times, you know, and I'm happy to say again that it's like, you know, I can literally tell myself that I need to stop and I can really pause and I'll say, that's not going to fill me up or make me feel better, and then go do something else, whether it's take a walk, run, take a bath, whatever it is, just delay that feeling. Don't answer it. Don't answer the call. Whether it's your desire to gossip or to eat that second piece of cake or whatever it is, like it's those small little accomplishments that we can make throughout the day that really start making a huge shift over time.
So cool. Well, again, thank you so much for creating such an amazing, fun, beautiful tool.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
If people want to order, go to your website, lovesnap.com or love.
Yeah. Lovesnap.com.
Awesome.
Yep.
You ship all over the States. You ship elsewhere?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Internationally. Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's been really, really wonderful. And I'm on Amazon. I'm on Etsy as well. But I think if you just go to my site, it has the most education.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add for listeners?
No, I just think the number one thing is we're in charge of our own happiness and we're in charge of our own health and we're in charge of our own spiritual fitness. You know, I think we underestimate that sometimes. We look outside. Yeah. We're constantly trying to find someone who's going to be the guru, the answer, whatever that is. And it's all right here. It's all right here. It starts with us. So I think it works if you work it. And I think that's always a good slogan. Just snap anything that doesn't serve you.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much. This has been a great
call. Yeah, thank you.
And thank you guys for listening. And we'll see everyone next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Dr. Kinney Show. Be sure to follow the show and leave a rating and a review. It supports me so much. Plus, I always love hearing from you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week.